I've been asked what will I do after I retire from the ring.
Since I'm so dramatic and so theatrical, I will write for the theater. I will become Kentucky Clay. Now I would like to present a scene from one of my short poetic dramas. This play is very symbolic. The character named Cassius symbolizes me and represents greatness and beauty. The play is set in very old England. It is called Much Ado About Cassius, or The Lady Is Not for Bernie.
Father, is not that the Prime Minister I spy thither?
It is, you spy well, daughter. What ho, Prime Minister? What ho?
You called me, Your Highness.
Yes, it is I, King Alfred the Terrified.
Oh, terrified.
What news of the terrible dragon?
Fire, the dragon hath dragooned again. Last night he vanquished our last knight.
Alas, with no more knights left, is there no one who can stop the fire-breathing dragon?
Oh, King Daddy, there is one in the court who speaketh much of his desire to slay the dragon. He is but a youth, but he has already put down 6 dragons.
Oh, what a put down!
4, that is more dragons than Smokey the Bear hath extinguished him.
Tell me, daughter, this youth, how is he called?
One does but shout his name, and there he is.
I know the youth, Fire. The dragons he hath defeated are but the small dragons from across the sea. Do you know the small dragons I speak of?
Yes, they are the Volks dragons. But seriously, though, folks, I wouldst have words with this youth. Page him.
Send forth for Cassius of Clay.
Send forth for Cassius of Clay.
Send forth for Cassius of Clay.
Sire, this is the youth.
And so, thou art the stripling that wouldest kill the dragon?
Not wouldest, but couldest.
Goodest.
Give me but leave to slay, and he'll breathe no fire at the end of day.
Young sir, to arrive at the dragon, one must cross the dangerous and treacherous moor. You willest need 7 league boots.
I worry not the danger. I have actually crossed the moor. I had no need for 7 league boots. I only needed 4.
He thinks this lad has a tongue in his mouth. With that tongue a sword, the dragon wouldst be holier than thou. What thinkest thou, daughter?
Oh, your fathership, I loveth him. And when I think that he may fail to deliver us from the dragon, I quiver.
Fair maid, do not quiver, I deliver. And I will return with yon dragon's pate when your sundial strikes the hour of 8.
And Cassius went forth across the moor.
Oh, oh.
And Cassius went 5th, past the home of Henry the Cooper.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. And as he walked upon the road, his thoughts were on the wench, and he did not spy the dragon belching fire and creating a scene.
Meanwhile, back at the wench.
Oh, King Daddy, King Daddy, disaster hath strucketh.
What is the mattereth?
Clouds have obscured the sun. My sundial stoppeth. Who knows the hour? Who?
The little hand is on the 8.
And the big hand is on the 12.
Thank you.
You're
welcome.
Oh, alas, alack, I fear brave Cassius will not come back.
Have no fear, daughter, for on the horizon I see the lad coming, and he's pulling a dragon.
Hooray! 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 Hooray. After all his bragging, he's dragging a dragon.
Cassius returning. He carries a pate that is no longer burning.
He has slain the dragon. I will call it a day and make him a knight. I dub thee Sir Cassius. And as further reward, I give thee my daughter's hand.
Yoicks! You offer me your daughter's hand, and though some would claim it is the best of her, I must refuse. Please understand, unless you throw in the rest of her.
The young knight is wise to speak thusly.
And practical.
And he is so handsome. Our mother told me there'd be knights like this.
Sire, my thanks I give really, but may I speak freely?
At some other time, as for now, continue in rhyme.
I have slain the dragon, and that's that, sir. But the reward I've received seems quite flat, sir.
I resent that.
It's not that I don't like your daughter, but I was hoping you'd give me your hat, sir.
My crown? It weighs too much for thy young brow.
Sire, don't think me a clown, but it's just what I want, a heavyweight crown.
If that's what you wisheth, it's yourseth.
Will Cassius
put on the heavyweight crown?
Will Cassius
wed the king's daughter?
Will Cassius
be given a title?
Will Cassius
be given a purse?
Will Cassius
enjoy the scene?
Will Cassius
enjoy the success?
Don't tune in tomorrow. The answer is
yes. And I'm going to greater glory yet. I'm going to be my own poet laureate. I am the greatest.
You are the greatest.
I'm the end.
The end.